Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
That is private information.
This is just for classification purposes. We're looking for this demographic in specific.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Will you definitely vote, likely will vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote?
I'll vote.
And is that definitely or likely?
Likely.
Likely, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person, and if you do, I would like then for you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first one is Robin Thicker.
I'm familiar.
And do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion?
Just neutral if I don't know anything about her.
Okay, that's fine. Then we have Larry Hogan.
Negative.
And do you have a somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable opinion of him?
10 times unfavorable.
So that would be very?
Yes.
Thank you. And the next one is Chris Chafee.
Unfamiliar.
And the last one is Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Is it very favorable or just somewhat?
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for U.S. State Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Probably someone else.
Thank you very much. And may I ask who? Is it Mo Baccarat, Lori Friend, John Merrick, Laban Sayum?
I'm familiar with any of them. I haven't been into it very much. I've been too busy dealing with my mother's passing.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. And also, my condolences.
Thank you.
Now, do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Kind of neutral on it. I get it, but then, you know, we got enough on our own plate. So is there a neutral?
We do have a scale, if that helps. We have strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Somewhat oppose, somewhat support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Somewhat support.
So much support. Thank you. Now, when you're deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? And we want to know if it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first one is job creation and economic development.
Very important.
Securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Energy independence for this country.
Very important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Very important.
And the last one for the list is economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference to you. The first one is, Robin Thicker says he is running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. The next one is, Robin Thicker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
More likely. Just not the more, not the max. the second one.
Someone?
Yeah.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is Robin Thicker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Thicker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat.
Someone, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first one is, Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for to both parties. Does this make you more likely? Was that not likely?
Correct.
And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. The next one is, as governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during the much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept the states open. So does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Less likely, most likely.
Much less likely or someone?
Much.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Less likely.
And is that much less or just somewhat?
Much less.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
I guess the first one. If I have to choose, I guess the first one. I mean, I don't know much about any of them.
Thank you. Now, generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
I'm just Republican.
But moderate or conservative?
I understand. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
60 or older.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.